We are on Pe'alof of Pe'alof. And again, I'm just throwing it out there. It seems like we'll have no Raya yet, but we'll probably have to start Psyched on Friday. I know it'll be a very limited crowd here, but that's life in the big leagues. I don't want to take that Raya to Bittul Taira of not having a Shir on Friday. And Sunday's Chazara. So again, unless something happens drastically that changes things, that's the way it'll be. Maybe we won't finish. Maybe, you know, it's hard to know. We are up to the Gemara.
What's up?
I think Amar Rav. It is hard to identify. I guess the best way is to go across from Tosfos Sakva and move up 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. Amar Rav is at the beginning of the line. Dav Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. 81A. Amar Rav. 4 lines above Tosfos. You go Sakva. Go to the other end of the line. Move up 4 lines. Amar Rav. Malkin alei teva shmua. You give people malchus, rabbinic malchus, if rumors go out that they're not acting appropriately. Dr. Rashi, alei teva shmua. Mishi yaitz a kain lalav shoever averis. There's a rumor around that he's ever averis. Malkin I said, alei teva shmua lavu. Because it says in the Navi, alei teva shmua, that's saying it's a transgression. The simbim ne'eli, albanai. Lav Yeshkin, don't do it, which means it's wrong to do. And he said, he was giving his kids mustard. He said, don't do this, it's not good. The news is not good. So Rashi is saying, by saying, he's saying, this is a forbidden thing to do, to have rumors going around you that you're not behaving appropriately. Now, this is not only in the area of Arias. I don't think, well, it does say, by B'nai Eli, Ashi Yishkva Nesanashim, the Chazal Darshan that they didn't actually do znus. They prevented women from going to their husbands. So I don't know whether Al-Lotay Vashmua has only to do with Arayas or Lotay Vashmua is by all Averis. I don't know. Shunamar, Al-Banaki Lotay Vashmua. I don't know. Maybe Archkos says. I don't know. Mazutra, Maitim Lav Sira Al-Kasre. Mazutra put a halter on the person's neck. Umikri Lay Al-Banai. And then, when he gave him Malchus, he read the Pasuk Al-Banai. Usually, when Malchus is given biblically, there's a whole list to read. They read a whole bunch of Sukkim that the last Mishnah Malchus talks about. But here, this is Rabbinic Malchus. So he read them the Pasuk of Al-Banai, Kilotei Vashmua, and he put an abster on them, a halter, to show them that, unfortunately, say exactly why did he put a halter. A halter, some wants to say, because a halter is how you get the animal to behave, so to speak. So it's like a remiss to the person that he should behave. Rashi, Absura, Kavstira, Umakru, Leikar, Lufan of Albanai, Leidia, Shalav, Zehuloika, to let him know why we're hitting him. Again, this is Rabbinic Malchus. Zogta Gemar Vaitama Rabba, Baila Be'ir, and Chayshishim Shem Yichud. When a husband's in the city, we're not afraid that the woman should have Yichud, which means a woman can be alone with a man as long as her husband's in town. Machoikas Rishonim, why that happens. Dr. Rashi, Baila Be'ir and Chayshishim Shem Yichud, Lahalkais, to give her Malchus. Rashi learns that this is only a heter that we don't give her Malchus before we said that we give people Malchus for Yichud. That was a Machloikas, whether we do or not. But Rashi is saying Baila Be'ir is not a heter. It's just a, we don't take it as severe. The Mistafi Mibao Hashtahasi, because they're afraid from the husband of Awikam. Other Rishonim argue on Rashi, Tosfos, and other Rishonim, and they say Baila Be'ir is a heter, which is the way we paskin. Now, in the heter of Baila Be'ir, there's a machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim learned that the heter of Baila Be'ir is a heter because he can show up. Since he can show up, a woman would be frightened to do anything wrong, so her husband can walk in, he's in town. And even if she locks the door, when her husband comes, the door is not locked. He's there, you know, you don't lock the door. Her husband can show up, and a woman's frightened of her husband. According to those shitas, if a person knows that his wife, if a woman would know that her husband's not within reach, meaning he can't be home for the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever the shiur yichud is, probably less than 10 minutes, right? Whatever the shiur yichud is, he can't make it home, right? She just spoke to him, he was in Costco, right? And by the time he gets back from Costco, she has at least 15 minutes. So then Baila Be'ir is not a heter. That's what some Rishonim say. As Rashi says, we're afraid he's going to show up. But if you're not afraid he's going to show up, so then there's nothing to worry about. However, other Rishonim learn that the Metzias of Baila Beir, the fact that her husband's in the city, puts a woman in a position where she has a certain built-in, I want to use the word fear, awe, but a certain respect, whatever word you want to use, that she won't do anything illicit while her husband's in town. It's a fact. It's a Metzias of a behavioral chazaka, that when husbands are in town, women behave better. That's what it's saying. And Mamela doesn't have to be that he shows up. Even if he's in Costco, it's still not Yichud. La'alocha l'maisa, we're machmer, but we use it as a tzirah for heter. We will use those Rishayim as a tzirah for heter. When people are looking for a heter, when Paiskim are looking for a heter, they'll throw in by a little ear, even though he can't show up at that time. The gay person is a doctor, he has hours, he has to be in the office. He has a job, he has to be in the office, right? So he's not showing up at home. The woman knows that. Right? This happens all the time. The husband goes somewhere, he's in town, but the woman knows that he's not coming, if they're Yichud or not. So it would be totally this Machlokes Rishayim. So we paskin l'chumra, but we use it as a tziruf. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesuach L'shus HaRabim, Ein Chayshe Shem Mishim Yichud. If the door is open, there's no Yichud. Now what does door is open mean? I wonder if Rashi says anything. No, Rashi does not say anything. So this is a big Machlokes. What door open is. Beis Meir and Kivager, they hold that Pesach Pesuach means literally the door is open, which means anybody could walk in. Theoretically, anybody can walk in. There's no closed door. It's open, literally open. But if it's a closed door, even if it's not locked, it's not called Pesach Pesuach. That's what they hold. That's a Chumrah, which would mean that anybody can leave their front door open, but they have a screen door that's closed, not necessarily Pesach Pesuach, unless you see the window, in fact, you can look in, but that's not so simple. Or the window shades are open in the living room, so maybe that's considered Pesach Pesuach. The Rekvegu and the Beis Meir are Machmer. Other Rekvegu are Mekul and say that once the door is unlocked, or it's in a position that anybody can just walk in, that's enough to create a certain fear, even though it's not normal that other people walk into your house. But the door is open. And when the door is open, people don't act inappropriately. The Maisa, there's a certain fear they have. They'd rather lock the door. And that's a heter that some have, that as long as the door is unlocked, they consider it Pesach Pesuach. L'chatchila, we like to tell the people to leave the door ajar somewhat. At least that way, or that the windows should be framed. No. And it doesn't have to be that they're in the room where they can be seen from the window. Because if you learn this heter, it's the fact that theoretically a person can walk in, they're not locked, gives a person a certain uneasiness to do a sin when the door is open. You want the door locked. But the heter Pesach Pesuach only works by day when people are walking around in the street and it's available. But Mashenkin at night, when people aren't around anymore, they're not walking around anymore, the heter Pesach Pesuach is not a heter at all. It's only a heter when people are actively walking around. However, what a person can do to take away the problem of Yichud during the day is to tell a man that he has a right to walk into his house. That would take away the Shaila, meaning Pesach Pesuach is a machloikas exactly to what degree we rely on it. But if a guy tells a man, you know, you should know, my wife is alone with somebody, and we don't want Yichud. She doesn't want Yichud either, right? So just walk into the house whenever you feel like it. And tell the woman, I gave Ploini Rishus to walk in. It has to be a man. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, a man with two women is Yichud. So having another woman walk in does not take away Yichud. However, another man walk in, Shnei Anashim B'Mishachud, we're Mekul during the day. And the Mela, that would take away a problem of Yichud. You tell a neighbor. Now, the neighbor has to be some that the woman really thinks he might walk in. He never know, because the husband told me he could walk in. He's a firm guy. He might not walk in.
Since he holds through the man's home all day, and he has a woman there, a cleaning lady.
That's not so simple. Because there, again, I'm not Pascal Lelevites. It's not our local class this year. And I want to make that clear.
No, I'm asking.
Pass the Pesuach might be a heter. Ishtar Be'ir is not a heter unless she can walk in.
He can walk in equally as he can walk in.
No, but there's a difference. You weren't here. I explained by Baal Be'ir. You missed. I might hate to say this, but I explained that Baal Be'ir, according to some Rishonim, is a heter, his presence in the city. That's not true by a woman. But if she can walk in, there's no yichud, even if his wife is in the city. Meaning if she doesn't know when she's showing up, then it's a heter. Pesach Pesuach is a heter. Whatever the Dharma Pesach Pesuach are a heter. Or you can tell a man to walk in. It'll be the same thing. Shnei Anoshim. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rabbi Bibi Iklu Lebei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Bibi was visiting Rabbi Yosef. Basa de Karach Rifta. They ate in the attic. They ate in the second floor. After they broke bread, Amalu, meaning the meal was over, Amalu Shakuli Darga Matusi Bibi. So he asked Rabbi Yosef, do me a favor, you're going downstairs with your wife for the night. Remove the steps. The steps were removable. It's not like our houses that have steps that are there. They had to roll the steps that they could climb up to the second floor. And when they rolled away the steps, the guy in the second floor was basically locked in, couldn't do anything. So do me a favor. He said, remove the steps so I shouldn't be able to go down and be with your wife. Check the Gemara. What's the problem? Her husband was there. He was in the house. Forget about Bailam here. He was in the house. And for the Gemara, Shiny Rabbi Bibi, the Shushman Havi, the guy today. Rabbi Bibi was very friendly. He had been involved in the wedding. He was friendly with the couple. And this is a halacha that if there's a friendliness, Geisi Bay, Bailabir is not a heter. There are certain heterim that are built on the fact that they're not very familiar with each other. But if they're very familiar with each other, some of these heterim go out the window, like Bailabir. So therefore, Rabbi felt that he has to be more careful because the Maisa, he's too friendly with her, meaning they know each other too well. Not Chas V'Shalom, he had any wrong kind of relationship, but he had been involved in their shidduch, and therefore he felt that he wanted an extra shmira. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Shkuli Darga, Shachlu Balia, they ate in the second floor. We order of Yisav Ishtehu Nisha Balia. Shkuli Darga, Mitusi Bibi Shleyer Dishachet. He didn't want to go alone down and be miyachid with a woman. Maybe Rabbi Yisrael would leave. Whatever it is, I don't want to be alone with her. She said, he said, Bailas Briskloy. They were friendly. Zog to Gemara Weiter.
Did he have her wife?
She wasn't here. She wasn't with him. No.
Would that have helped?
Ishtim Hashem Rasa would have helped. Yeah, I think Ishtim Hashem Rasa helps even with Geisi. I think so. Forget it, not all the Bailas is here, but I think so. I'm Rav Kahana.
And with the
wife
thing, doesn't
cause I have no idea what you just said.
In other words, when a man with two women, they would give in. But a wife and somebody else's wife is strong enough to...
person's wife doesn't want her husband messing around. A person's wife doesn't want his wife husband messing around. It's a fact. It's a behavioral fact. Women don't want their husband being mizana with other women.
In an era when there's two women can be married to one man.
If there's two women can be married to one man, that's his husband's wife.
Third woman comes.
No, because a wife is a wife and a stranger is a stranger. Yes, doctor.
You're not going to want to say this, but it was very odd tomorrow we did many years ago that when Rob would travel down. Get married.
Correct. That was the zahiris that he had, that he didn't want to be unmarried. No, they don't talk about Yehuda. No. Not that I remember. So to come out of Einstein. Amar of Kahana. Anashim b'chutz v'nashim b'fnim. Men on the outside and women on the inside. There are two rooms. The men are in the outside room. The women are in the inside room. We're not afraid that the man will enter to the women. Now, according to Rashi Shita, who holds three women is not yichud, you have to say either they're prutzim. This guy is paritz, and with three women, paritz is different. Or you have to say there were only two women in the inside room. Because we're saying that when the man walks into the room, would it be yichud? Right, the men are on the outside, the women are on the inside. If a man would go into the inside room, would it be yichud? Now, according to Rashi, there are three women there, it wouldn't be yichud. So obviously, when we say Nashim, according to Rashi, we'll learn there were only two women in that inside room. So you're not afraid, Mishim Yichud. Talk to Rashi. And Nashim bechutz v'bayis achitza in the outside room. When Nashim bepnimi ein chashishim yichud. Talk to Rashi. Why? Achitza in the main lam derech lufnim. The outside people aren't normally passing through the inside. There's no reason they go to the inner room. How? What excuse would he have to go to the inside room? Doesn't belong there. But the inside people have to walk through the outside room to get to the outside. We're afraid that maybe one of the men will go out. Right? The women are in the outside room. The men are in the inside room. One of the men will go out and be alone with two women. Now, this, for some reason, the fact, according to this Lashon, we don't take into account that another man might follow him. For some reason, this is not taken into account, and I don't know why. But the Gemara is saying, if the men are on the outside and the women are on the inside, there's no reason to believe that the man will go inside, because he has no legit excuse to go inside, because he doesn't belong there. So therefore, if he's going to go there, the people in the front room will say, why is he going to the back room? Masha'enken, if he's the men are on the inside and the women are on the outside, it's normal for the man to go outside. He's on his way outdoors. Meanwhile, he might stay in the front room and be misyachad im anashim. Now, this Lashon of the Gemara does not take into account, doesn't he have a fear that another man will walk in? I don't know what the answer to that question is. I don't know. Zok to Gemara, anashim im bechutz, the Braisa said the exact opposite. Dr. Rashi, what's the svar of the opposite? A guy will slip on the inside and his friend won't realize it. And there he has no fear that anybody's going to walk in. Men don't belong there. So he goes into the inside room with the two women and his friends don't even realize where he is. And they won't know he's inside. And there's nobody walking in. Right? However, the other way, the man on the inside, that she's going to go in. And if she comes in, we don't care. The Yishim is Echad Yishim Shnei Anashim. The Svarah, the mist of Yishami Yitzchak Achra, because another man can follow. So this lesson does take into account that in fact somebody else can walk outside. So I don't know why the first lesson didn't consider that, but the second lesson does. So there's machlokes two lashonos. One is answering one way, one is answering the other way. So to Gemara, Amar Abaya hashtag Amar Rav Kana Hoki b'tana masnis ipcha, and no avad l'chumra. I would answer both ways. Man can go inside. If the women are inside, I would answer him because the man might slip in. If the women are on the outside, I would answer him because the man will go out and his friends won't realize, think who left, and they won't follow him, which I don't understand why. Why is that different than telling somebody they can walk out? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm buying Paschal Zuhumra. Yes, Rav Eshutz.
Why is it only
a buyer that
has to go?
Because it's if you hold Yichud, it's a drabon, it's a Safik drabon.
We have
to think of
the cuticles that go up and down. You go both ways, and you
the whole thought of
the window.
Right, that's true. I don't know. I know because I had the option of picking one over the other. He could say this is the right one. He does that many times in Shas. He says, I think that's the right way.
You know, he could have, but we would have to be
Machmer. Lechaira. Right, but he's saying, I'm not paskening. Again, let's put it this way. We could maybe paskin. I don't know who would take the psak. We can paskin. But there's a machloikas, we paskin. But if once Abaya says he's machmer, we're not going to paskin. Zuck to go by right.
That's the end of the case.
Machmer,
that's
halacha? That's halacha. And I don't know why. And again, I'm going to say it again. I don't know why. But again, if we tell somebody can walk in, we are mako. But for some reason over here, the Gemara has a lashon to say that the fact that somebody might walk out is not enough of a shmira. I'm not sure why. I don't know why. I say it for the third time. I don't know why. Maybe it's the fourth time already. I don't know why. I didn't see anybody address it, but that doesn't mean anything because I didn't see anybody address it. So I think my advisor. Abaya Dyer Goofy. Abaya used to, I don't know, how does he translate the word dyer? Organized, I guess. He put, what, arranged. He put barrels of pottery in between jugs, between the men's section and the women's section, as a shmira. I don't think this was a shmira for Yichud. There were a number of men, a number of women, and they were in a private room one way or the other way. It doesn't sound that way. It just, as a mechitza, to make sure that there's no mingling, he puts things of pottery that if somebody walks across, the pot falls and makes a loud noise. Everybody looks up. That's a good shmira. Rava Dyer Kana. Rava used to put reeds, sticks. Again, noisemakers. If somebody walks across, it makes enough noise to wake everybody else up. I don't mean wake up literally. I mean wake up figuratively. Rashi. Govi Mokim Kutsis Anashim Benashim. When men gather and women, I look drasha, I look chuppah. Either for a drasha or for a chuppah. And Mitzadra can kind of gacharis harvit b'neim. Shmivoy away to that, says that. If somebody goes to shmooze with the women, doesn't sound like a shayla of Yichud here. Ikaskasu b'yish mekail. It'll make noise, and, you know, it's a shmira. It's a good mechitza. Dyer, loshin dari dari, rose. He used to make rows of barrels. Shura shuras. Dyer konam, masadr konam, shayva alayim kaila nishma. Amar Avin, sikva deshata, the weak part of the year. I don't know what he translates sikva, but Rashi says the weak part.
He says the sore spot.
Sore spot, thank you. Rigla is Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, people have time, men and women get together for a drasha, they're socializing, and that's the weak point in man and woman relationship. That's when it's weak, and there's chash of different isurim happening. Again, we're not talking that there is yichud, but it might lead to things. There's a mingling that automatically happens on Yom Tov, because it's nobody's working, it's a relaxed time, people are getting together for good events, like a drasha. But the bottom line is, there's a mingling. So Trashi, sick with the shata rigla, the worst part that could lead to Yichud and Tavera is Yemaisa Rego. She yesh kvutzes hanrashim and rashim l'shmei drasha, v'naisna v'naisim zem zem, and they deal with each other. Sikva, dardushikam and desakavu l'chamarayu, a sword to his donkey. Taisa says, they notice each other. There's a lot of, again, there's a socializing going on. And Taisa says, this is the Makar Bahab. After Pesach and Sukkot, we pass Bahab, because on Yom Tov, we were exposed to possible Avera, Hiror, Staklos, different things. And the Mela, Bahab was instituted to have a kapara on what happened on Yom Tov. On Shavuos, there is no Bahab. There is a Shita that says to do Bahab after Shavuos, but it's not brought in Paiskim. That came from one of the Rishonim. But the reason not Bahab, two reasons are given. One reason is that it's only one day and there's not enough time to do Averis. It's not enough time. And one people say, there's no time for anything on Shavuos. The whole thing is one day. By the time you turn around, it's over. So whatever reason is, the bottom line is most Paiskim say, with the accepted thing, there's no Bahab after Shavuos.
No one says there's a button
to hear. No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say that. Maybe that's why there's no time, because you're busy learning. That could be, but they say no. I didn't see anybody say that. So I think my advice. Now we're going to have a bunch of stories that show how powerful the Eitz HaRa of Arayos can be. How powerful it can be, and how a person needs Shmira from it. A person needs constant Shmira. No matter how great they are, how much they need constant shmira from the Yetzer Hara of Arayas. The Gemara is going to bring a number of stories talking about Yetzer Hara of Arayas, and then the Gemara is going to go to stories of other times of relationships with Mr. Sutton. I don't mean Mr. Sutton as S-U-T-T-L, and I mean Mr. Sutton as Sin Tesnut. Doctor Kabbalah. Hanach Shviyasa the Asul Nardoi. There were these captives that were brought to Nardoi. Askinu Lebe Rav Amram Chsida. They took him to Rav Amram Chsida's house because it seems that he was involved in redeeming them. It was under his auspices that they were redeemed. Women. Askinu Dargami Kamayu. What happened is, in order not to have Yichud, he removed the steps, heavy steps, steps that a normal one person cannot move. The steps between the first floor and the second floor needed a team of people to move it. So he removed it, and that was a shmira, that there's no yichud. They're on the second floor, he's on the first floor, no access. One of them walked by a skylight between the first floor and the second floor. Nafol Nuhura Beipuma. All of a sudden he saw a nice woman. He saw a light. The woman was a nice woman, beautiful woman, and therefore she was a light that he saw, and he got attracted to her. Shakla Rav Amram Ladarga, Rav Amram, who was it's called Rav Amram Chsida. Obviously, a very, very harsh of a person, Namaira, that's called Rav Amram Chsida. Grabbed the steps, that normally 10 people couldn't move it. Da'ayu Luchudeh, he moved it by himself. Saligvas, when he started going up the steps. Because he had a Yetahara, and he couldn't control himself. And he did something that was superhuman. Now he's fighting his Yetzirah. He gets to the middle of the steps. Imshach, he spreads his feet apart, and that's supposed to weaken the Yetzirah of Arayas, spreading the feet apart. Rama Kalin, he screamed, Nura Be'amram, there's a fire, fire, fire. So Be'asa Rabbanan, Rabbanan came. They looked and they saw he's standing on the steps. Amrulay, Kasina, you embarrassed us. It's embarrassing that we see you in this moment running up the steps. You should be embarrassed with me in this world. You shouldn't be embarrassed to me in the next world. Ashbei, the impik minei. He told the Yetzirah, I swear you should leave me. Navik minei ka'amuda denura. A flame of fire, a pillar of fire left his body. Meaning the Yetzirah was like fire. Amar lo chazida at nura v'ano abisra, v'ano adifna minach. You're fire, I'm just basar. And I'm better than you. I won. I stopped the Yetzara. He was willing to embarrass himself in public to stop the Yetzara. Now, if Achreinim say, Basar means to say, I'm nothing. I'm just Basar. His anivus, his humbleness, his humility helped him overcome the Yetzara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Askinu Shetziba Leim Levdaisam, he was the one that commanded to redeem them. Nasnu and Baliyasa, they put him in his second floor. Badi the Kahov Khadman Aisha Severus to be a Rubish Vin Aliyah Labayas. She went by the skylight. Nava Ruba Boom, Nava Arba Bayas, there will be Aliyah light. Choi Panam Iris, she had a shiny face. Kasalik Lutava, he went to ask her to do Znus. Avsha, Hirchav Pesik Radwav, Lamba Bim Kaimib Kazaka. He forced himself not to move. Liz Gabra Yitzroy. Amar Nurabi Amram, Hizig Bne Ashkuna, he woke up the neighborhood. The Yosef of Lovin Lechabas had like it to come turn off a fire, because in those days, fire spread very rapidly, and you came as fast as you could to extinguish the fire. And they say, Yach Domi Yitzray, she's biased, ma'am. The embarrassment will cause the Yitzhar to go away. Asra Abonim Shai Suim Shai Shem Leikah, they came running, they thought it was a fire. Ashbe Rav Amam Li Yitzhar, she ate some menu. Don't think of my righteous. Remei Rav Mislaitis Vei Rav Eira.
What's happening also is, unfortunately, he's in the eyes of everyone, he's lowered himself.
No, he's not. The Adarabba, they respect him unbelievable. They respect El Shom is unbelievable. He's willing to sacrifice his busha to save himself from an Avera.
Is that really the way people are?
I'll let you do the psychology work. And if the doctor wants to help you, he'll do the psychology work. I'm interested in the next
tomorrow. No, I'm saying,
Rosh Hashanah,
I think, 17, that the people
who have
the face is black and beautiful.
Which is what?
Their faces are blackened from the fire for a year, but when they come up, it's visible, and it's
a beautiful. Yeah, okay. He was saying people react. I think they're talking apples and oranges, but I'm not really interested in either apples or oranges now. What?
The ability to do self-nature is
clean. You're talking about Elam Haba. And he's talking Eilam Hazza.
Which matters.
And no, again, all he's...
So is Rav Amram.
again,
the Sutra of Amra.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying his comment was a different comment. You're not reacting to his comment. That's all. He said that people will have a lower opinion of him. I said that's not true. It doesn't make a difference. If they do, they do. He was willing to sacrifice that. That's all.
Well, the other thing is, it is marvelous that people have a lower opinion of the world.
Fine. Remeir Abba Mislices by Rabeira. Remeir used to make fun, for lack of a better word, of people who did Arayas, like, can't they overcome the Yetzer Hara? He didn't understand why the Yetzer Hara Arayas is so strong. Yom Echad, Idmulei Satan Ki'itza. Satan came, looked like a woman. Bahach Gisa D'Nahara, the other side of the river. La'ava Mabra, there was no little boat or drawbridge that he could cross. Nugget Matzra V'Kavar, there was a board. And was you had to hold on with a rope when you walked across the board, because if not, you would become food for the fish, right? So he held on to that rope and crossed the river on this thin board, having to hold on to a rope as he crossed, which he normally would never do. And he did that. And he was going, when he got across halfway, Shafkin, the sultan left him alone. Yetzirah left him. All of a sudden, he's standing there like a fool, like in the middle of the thing, running after a woman, and the Yetzirah's gone. There's no reason to run after the woman. Had they not announced in Shemayim that I should be careful with Remeir and his Torah, I would have made your blood two bits, meaning I would have gotten you to do the Avera. Don't laugh at people that are over the Yetzirah of Arias. Yetzirah of Arias can be very strong. I could have done it to you. But in Shemayim, they said, his Torah protects him. Torah is Magida Magna. So I stepped back. I couldn't take it any further than I took it. But there was a lesson to Remeir to be aware of the strength of the Yetzirah of Arias. Rebbe Kiva of Mishleitz is Vavera. Same thing happens with Remeir's Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva.
So who caused the Sutton? Did it teach him a lesson or something?
He did. The Sutton had a warning not to let him take it all away. He can get him to do a desire, but not let him do the Arias.
Sutton was trying to help him?
Sutton was... Sutton was not helping him. The Sutton was teaching him the strength of the Yetzirah of Arias.
Why did he leave him in the middle?
Because Hashem told him, leave him alone. He has Torah.
Hashem got involved.
Hashem is always involved.
Hashem stopped the Sutton.
Hashem told the Sutton, you're only allowed to test your mayor up to a certain point. Because he has Torah, and Torah protects. Tzadik like Remeir overcame these Yetzirahs already. But what happened was, the Sutton was trying to teach him that the Yetzirah can be very strong. So he gave him the Yetzirah beyond what he usually gets.
Somebody who overcomes had it at one time, so he shouldn't know that why other people have it.
Again.
The story with the body
there in
Sukkot where he was walking on
the... Yeah, I understand. But again... No, it's not in the game. The body story is different. Right? Again, I think what's happening here is Remeir overcame it easily. He didn't have a trouble with that Yetzirah. He learned enough to overcome that Yetzirah when he was younger. So he had trouble understanding that the Yetzirah could be so strong. That's all. And now the Satan taught him the strength of the Yetzirah. You should know that the Yetzirah can be very strong. You just happened to have the Shmir of the Torah. That's why I had to stop. Yes? Did the same thing, couldn't understand, he made fun of people that do Arayas. on the top of a date tree. He started climbing up a date tree. Kimato Basel. He was going up. Kimato Lapalga the Dikle, Shavkin the Sutton left him alone. Amali Lav the Makhazi Berki is our Rakiva Tarasai. Shavisik Ladam of Tarti Moya would have made your blood into two bits. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Idmila Sutton who yates Mislaces Vavera, I'm a Shinakal who is Gaba Yitzhim by a writer. He said, it's easy to be overcome the Yetzirah if they wanted to. Idmila Sutton the Yetzirah. Bakis in the Mabra, the Tarashani Shimavra Mayim, the other side of the water. They have a Mabris, Venus and Mabris, there weren't these boats. Look at Mitzvah, Chevel, Pesuach, a rope stretched, Mislas, Anor, Slasoi, Vaichzimbai, and they carry, hold on to it, Lavar, Aldaf, Kutzer, to go across a short, narrow board, Hamutu, Berech, Anor, which is across the river. Yes?
I don't know. Look.
Shavka Yetzel or a mayor? I don't know. Zakti Gemara Weiter. I don't know, but maybe Rabbi Akiva overcame it easily for a different reason. Doesn't say why. And therefore he didn't recognize it to him. It wasn't. Listen, some people have a more severe Yetzel for certain things, and some people have a more severe Yetzel for other things. Zakti Gemara Weiter. The next story is a difficult story to understand, but we will try our best. Flamoy have a ruggle the main Makoyai Magirabain at the Sutton. Flamoy, it's an Amira, I think. Is he Amira or Tana? It's Amira. I think he's an Amira. Is it Tana? Fine, it could be. And Psachim Chesimid Aleph. That's where he is. I know, but it could be Zatana. Flamoy could be a Zatana. Every day he used to say, arrows in the eye of the Sutton. That's what he used to say. So the Sutton did not like it that Flamoy was saying, knock down the Sutton, as if he himself, again, I'm just learning, we'll learn the story and then we'll talk more, but as he himself is beating the Sutton. I'll shoot the Sutton. Yom Echad, Maile Yom Kippur Avi. It was one day it was Erev Yom Kippur. Id Milei Kanya. So the Sutton dresses up like a poor person. Asa Kara above and he came knocking at the door. Avigulei Rifta. So they brought out bread to give to the poor person. Tzedakah. Amrlei, Yaimakidna, Kulama Gavoy Bano Avroi, day like today, Erev Kippur, you're eating inside and you're giving me bread outside? That's Hakhnas Sarkim? That's Sukkah? I live a Kariba Le Rifta, so they brought him to the house and they gave him bread in the house. Amrlei, Yaimakidna, Kulama Taka, you fellows are sitting around the table, Bano Luchudoy, and I'm not sitting by the table? Shouldn't I be invited to the table? Taka. So they brought this poor person, who was the Sutton, to the table. Have a Yosef, he was sitting, Moli Napsha Shichni Vikivi. He made his body full of boils and wounds that pus is dripping out. Disgusting to sit next to. By the Kavid, and he did, Mili Dimimus, and he did disgusting things. Let's catch up with Rashi, Shavka Yetzel or Ameir, Ataka Shulchan Aruch, they're reading by the table, Vikivi, whatever it is, Amitim Lechem Utsim. They give out parts and they're disgusting. Amalai. So, Flamite tells the Sutton, Tiv Shaper, can you please sit normally? I mean, hello, you're making everybody disgusting here. Amalai, Havali Kasa. So he said, can I have a drink? Yavalai, Kasa. Ichmer, Shaza Bekichai, Shkichai. He went and Ichmer either sneezed or he brought up the phlegm. What does the Auchko say Ichmer is?
Cast his phlegm.
Cast his phlegm into the cup. Nachrube. So they screamed at me. Like they said, Nachrube Shaka. They screamed at him, Nachrube. So Shaka Umeth. So he stretched out like he just died, as if they killed him by yelling at him. So here is this poor person, comes into the house, acts like a real disgusting person. They screamed at him, act menschlich, and he dies. Shmiya Davika Amri, Flame the Kotel Gavra. They hear a rumor going around saying the Flame just killed somebody. Now, Flame knows the score. The last thing he needs is to be arrested by the Romans for murder. So, Flame Kotel Gavra. So Arag Matasha and Avshah Bebetaki says he ran to an outhouse to hide from the government that they come looking for him as a murderer. Azu Basrei, Mr. Sutton shows up. He's not dead. That's how some learn. Others say that what happens is when somebody kills, he sees the victim's face in front of him all the time. And here he is. He's staring the guy in the face as if the guy is standing there. Nafukameh, so he falls in front of the guy and, like, to ask forgiveness for killing him. Kichazye. I'm sorry? No, I did not hear. Arak Batasha Nasha Betaki. I said he went and hid in the bathroom. I said that. Azu Basrei went after him. Nafukameh fell in front of the victim. Kichazye Dava Mitzar, when the Sultan sees that Flayma is in such pain, anguish, Galilin obviously says, I'm the Sultan. The whole thing is a thing. There was never a poor person. I'm the Sultan. Nobody ever died. Amale, my time, I'm a talking. So what happened here? Why did you say you remained in the Sultan? Why are you telling me, arrow, shoot the Sultan? So he says, Alechem. So what should I say? Amale, Lema, my Rahman, and then give me the Sultan. Don't say that you can do it. Say, Rabbeinu Shleilim, help me from the Sultan. Yigur Hashem b'chasat. Let the Hashem scare the Sultan away. Ask v'siyata d'shmaya. Don't ask like you. Don't act like you can do it yourself. End of story. Dr. Rashi, Tiv Shaper, Shev Kohagin, Shleitim, Sadly, you should not make it disgusting. Haveli kasa maskulai kais, they support him a kais. Achmer, whatever, they shot him a kichot. Hishtuk b'taycha eskicha, leicha yoytzim nareyam, the phlegm that comes from the lungs. Nachru by garo by the scheme that him shaku, hechzegak and kameh. Shaku, he'll kiach, kama shaku, he just like spread out. Shamu the kamer slate to gaza gavra. Hishmiu lanche beis to kol yoytzim b'chot. All of a sudden, a false rumor, never was a rumor. This whole thing was made up, but the Sutton can make whatever he wants up over there. So a rumor came and got b'chut, and people were screaming, Flame and Kabul Gavra. That's what people thought. Arak Flame, he thought the officers of the king are coming to kill him. Tasha Nechva Beit HaKis Techutz L'Yer. Chaz Yisrat L'Flame and the Mitzar. He said, my time I'm talking to him, why are you cursing me? He said, Aleichah Neymu L'Chayzcham, Aleichah L'Tafdiyeni. So what should I say to keep you away? So he said, you should say, Hashem save me from the Sutton. Don't say, cursed is the Sutton. Say, Hashem save me from the Sutton. Yes?
I won for what it's worth. The website, Niedaya, brings down Sefer Yochanan. The Flamo is the nickname for it on a time.
Thank you.
The other is, the way this comes out, the Mishkan is exactly the same as the last history.
Right, that's why it's here. Yes.
I was told that if you have a family and you invite someone who's just has problems, you have to go to the person to their house. Is that a true statement?
I have no idea what you just said. I'm trying to forget what you just said. I didn't hear you.
If you have a person who wants to be invited, but he's has a bad odor, he looks ridiculous, he has many problems, you don't have to invite him.
I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know.
I
never heard it before. I just heard it now. I don't know if you're mechuyev to invite him, but it's Erev Yom Kippur, and the person's asking to be invited in. So I can understand. Flamboy is not a regular person. He's a Tana. So I can see why this story happened. Every time he fell tachnum on his face, the tefillah sapayim. He said, Hashem, please save me from the Yetzer Hara, which is an appropriate thing to say. Now, usually Yetzer Hara refers to Arayas. Usually. At least that's how his wife understood it. His wife is listening to him davening. His wife hears him saying, Hashem, save me from Yetzer Hara. And she says to herself, Amra, Mirti, Kamashani de Parashlaminoi. Many years he hasn't had a relationship with me. Meaning he's the Yetzer Hara of Arias. His Yetzer Hara of having a relationship with a woman is gone. Many years. Meaning he's past the age, past the stage where he lives with his wife. My time to come, Rachel. So what's he worried about? He's worried about Arias. So they decided, Yayim Machada, Havagigaras begin say. So they decided to test them. So it's a very interesting story. And let's just finish the story before any questions. Let's finish the story. One day, he was sitting and learning in the garden. Kashtan Avsha, his wife, dressed herself up as a stranger. Chovu Batanya Kameh, she went in front of him a few times. Amar Lamana, so he finally notices this woman, and he says, who are you? Amrana Harusi, I'm the famous Zaina named Harusa. She was the famous Zaina in the city. The Hagri Miyayman, this is my route today. This is where I go today for business. Tava. So he asked her to have snus with her. This was his wife. Amrulay, so she said, I see Nahala Lachrum the Deresh Tzisa. You want a relationship with me? You get me the pomegranate that's on top of the tree. I think room is a pomegranate. Maybe it's not. I don't know. That Rashi says, usually a deco is a palm tree. Yeah, palm trees. It's not a deco, it's a palm tree, right? Dates. So maybe meet the date. Get me the date on the top of the tree. Shabar Azul Eisenhower. He jumped up, climbed the tree, and he brought her the date. Yasul of Eitzei. Azul Eisenhower. And he had a relationship with her. Yasul of Eitzei, when he came to his house, have a kashavu to visit Tanura. His wife is in the middle of heating up the oven. Solik Vikiyasa Bagabe. He went and sat into the oven. Amalei, my high, why are you sitting into the oven? Amalei, haki, haki, abe, maisa. This is my judgment. Amalei, I know, haboy. It was me. Lei, ashtukba. He didn't accept it. And the Avalei Simna, until she gave him signs that it was her. Amalei, I know, me, li, suri, chavna. I meant to do an iser. Ko yama, vishay, tzadik, abe, misana. He fasted, at shemes, by samisa. He died because of the tzar that he had. That he had committed this non-Avera because he had intended an Avera. The Tanya. Isha Avera B'Hashem Yisbachla. Says her husband canceled the debtor and Hashem should forgive her. The man calls him a daber. B'Isha Shenadra B'Nasser. B'Sham Abayla V'Havrala. Her husband heard and canceled it. V'Hilo Yadda Shavrala. And she did not know Shavrala B'Ayla. Like the Shaisi Yayin Matam Alamesim. And she did Isser. She still needs a Kapara. Because she wanted to do an iser, and more than that, even though Machshav Roy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzar for the Maisa, she did a Maisa. It happened not to be an iser because her husband had canceled it. But she did a Maisa. Same thing here. He did a Maisa. He lived with her. Now, it happened not to be an iser because it was his wife disguised. But in his mind, he needed a kapara. The Shlah and others bring a Raya from here, and I'm not posketing a local Maisa. The one is allowed to commit suicide for kapara. He went into an oven. He was going to die. He went into a hot burning oven. So they bring a raya, and if somebody did a chait, and he's so bothered by the chait that he can't live, and it's not a local of my side, only anybody committing suicide today. One is allowed to commit suicide. Dr. Ashi. What?
Maybe he was doing it just for pain and not needless. No.
This is what they bring down. This was Yaakov, this law, a lot of Akhwanim arriving this Gemara.
Over on his neighbor, like we said,
I don't know.
Why do you call it a non?
Can we do Rashi before I finish? I'm not going to finish Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The parish minah machmazikna. He was old, meaning he can't have relationship anymore. My yar mihetzara. Kashtan abes v'tachshitek shutim summoned by fire summon. She put it on spices and balsam oil. Chol v'tani kabeh abel l'fana v'shin tzapam shniya twice. My root. The ancient sister, honor of God, cut and shabagai by that go all the way to the top of the tree. Shabar covets each up. Kiyasa begavei laham misasatsmite. The Rashi, he sat down to kill himself in the oven. That's what Rashi says. This is the Raya. Isha Feram. Abba Bish Isha Feram. Tzricha Slicha. Period. Okay, yes, what's your question?
Why did Rabbi call it a non Feram? He
said
it was not.
He didn't do an avera. It was his wife.
But he didn't have her in mind. He had his own.
Again, he didn't do an act of an avera.
Hear her.
Again, let's go back again. Did he do an act of tusser?
Yes. I thought that was an usher act.
No, it's not an usher act. It's his wife. He didn't know who it was. I was designed that, but it was his wife. Yes, actor.
As Rabbi Foreman brings down the question you had earlier, Rabbi Foreman brings down this tension between a palm tree and a pomegranate. The Gloria brings down that it was a difference in years.
Fine. Okay. Fine. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful